because I'm in this 240 expecting us to just start like.
I feel like that sounds weird, but I shoot my business shot all the time.
Do it, yeah.
I usually electronically, so I always DM people on
Twitter. Drill out the welds and re-weld it in. Oh. On those, I know you can bolt it in.
There's two things that you need to own if you want wealth. It's business.
I get more of a thrill when the back end kicks out and I'm able to catch it and save it.
Find out how we gonna do this podcast, B.
Yo, what up? This is Mishka Creates.
What up, what up? This is Noah the Creator, a.k.a. Lil Bubble Guts. Still haven't recovered since Sunday. Thanks, Charlie.
Oh, man, that's rough, dude. I was hungover as fuck on Saturday, I think it was. Bro, I felt so bad.
Saturday?
Yeah.
I was good Saturday. Sunday, well, I saw you Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
After I left from you, I went over to Charlie's. He made chili, so I had to go get some chili.
Oof.
And I haven't been the same since, bro.
In a good way?
I mean, in a great way, dude. Like, I'm not...
So great chili, and also...
I hate to make it sound like I'm complaining, but... the farts have been real. Let's just put it that way.
I mean, as they should be, it's chili, bro.
I know.
With the beans.
It was so good, though.
He's just trying to help you give it the beans, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, give it the beans. It was good, though. Shout out to Charlie for the fire-ass chili, though, by the way. Big ragu.
Yeah, man, big ragu. Shit, man. Well, how was your weekend?
Weekend was fun, man. It was a good weekend. Went over to Jigs' house for Tegan's birthday.
Yeah, happy birthday.
Yeah, bro. That shit was fucking lit.
Yeah, what'd you guys do?
Oh, man.
Was it like a theme party?
No, I just show up and just fucking jam. That was it, really.
Because they usually do, like, theme shit.
They do. Sorry, there's, like, a net in here.
you're trying to wreck it. You look like you got a personal vengeance with that net, dude. Like, that homie shit in your coffee earlier.
Bro, he landed on my egg roll earlier today. And then he rubbed his little fucking schmeedy-ass hands. Now I'm out for a vengeance.
Bro, I hate when flies do that shit, dude. It's like they're so fucking smug, too, when they do that.
Yeah.
They're just, like, looking at you, and they're fucking rubbing their hands, like, what's up, motherfucker? I'm about to land on some other shit that you own.
Yeah, it's just like, it's like, you even know what I put on this bitch. What's good? Yeah, you know? It's just like, man. Fucking hidden-ass flies, bro.
Little deceiving-ass fly hands.
And then I hate it, too, man, because they got so many fucking eyes. You don't know if they're really looking at you or looking around.
I think they
around.
Just got two. They're just like disco ball eyes, bro.
No, but that's what I thought. I thought they could see from like almost like 360. I don't know. Whatever, man. Fuck them flies.
Got that fucking Kia Sedona view, dog. Have you seen that that shit that those vans have? No, it's Nissan. Nissan has it. Where it's like a bird's eye view. Have you seen
yeah,
that?
Yeah.
There's shit's a bunch wild, of cars come dude. With that now. Yeah. It's got like two cameras on each side pointing down.
Yeah,
and it's like it's cameras in the front. And it's like, bro, it's like you're literally looking at your car in third person when you're reversing. Like, what the
it's
fuck,
goofy
dude?
Shit, dude. Yeah.
That shit's crazy.
Yeah. And it's funny because like I've gotten in a car, looked at it. Like the first time I've ever saw it, I'm like, what the fuck? So then I like. Instead of pulling the car out like I should, I park it and I'm like walking around the car trying to find it. Dude, the cameras are like
they're
on
hidden.
The pillars, dude. They're not even like super high up, nothing.
Yeah.
I'm over here thinking like my dumbass. Like as soon as you put
something
it in reverse,
pops out.
Yeah.
That there's like, a drone starts flying.
It's like little antennas of cameras at the end just roll out and just point down. That's what I was thinking, but
then, bro.
I was just like, nah.
Just fisheye lenses.
Yeah. That,
basically.
That made more sense, you know?
Dude, that shit tripped me out when I first saw that. I was like, what the fuck am I looking at? And then it felt like a video game. I was like, bro, how could anybody crash in this? Like, it's uncrashable, dude.
You'd
no,
be
no way.
You'd be surprised.
That's crazy, man.
Yeah, man, you'd be surprised.
So assisted. Bro, and in my girl's Civic, man, it's got that lane watch thing. Or like that, when you're merging right and when you're turning right, it has the blind spot assistance.
Yeah, yours has that too, though.
Yeah, so it's got like the camera on the right mirror. But like sometimes when I'm in my Beamer, I look at the head unit like it's about to when I'm merging, and I'm like, oh shit, no, I actually got to turn my head.
Well, I mean, crazy. You got to remember the turn signal on the Beamer don't work.
That's right. That's also true.
They don't work, man. They purposely unplug those from the factory.
Yeah, that and the airbags, dude. Fuck. Yeah. So I still got that fucking airbag light on, man.
It's all right, man.
That shit pisses me off.
I think you'll be all right, because I believe what it is they'll all go off instead of just the side that got the impact.
Oh, nice. That's comforting.
Yeah. So he could get in like a little, like, 15-mile-an-hour fender bender.
And then boom.
And then all of them just pop off.
And then boom shakalaka.
You know? I believe, I want to say that's how that, on the new Beamers, it's how it was. Because I looked into it for my Beamer.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's crazy. And I got the fucking, airbag recall done on that shit, too. It's giving me a light again. So, what if there's another one? I don't know.
Dude, there's always recalls.
God damn it.
Who is it? Is it Takata? I think Takata does all the seatbelt and everything. Bro.
Yep.
Why the fuck? I thought about this one. When I was looking for harnesses for the CRX.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you're thinking about Takata.
I was thinking about Takata because I'm like, they're cool, you know? And then thought about
all
like,
over the news, bro.
But then they're all over the news for airbags and seatbelts. The fuck am I going to trust their harnesses for? So, yeah, I definitely avoided that way.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, fuck that.
Bro, I still can't wait to get a setup for myself. Probably in the Civic first, maybe the Beamer. I don't know. Depends what we do this year. Most likely the Civic.
Hell yeah.
But, dude, I am so excited to get shredding in the fucking BMW, bro.
Yeah.
I'm dead serious, man. We gonna fucking...
That's what you said last year, bro.
Yeah, I know.
And that thing just fell out my
But I didn't
head.
Have the homie. I didn't have the homie there to slide with me. Okay? It's different. You can't just slide that, without man. Your homie, you know?
Yeah, you can.
I mean, you can. But, I mean...
You need to practice
it's not
somehow.
As
you need to practice somehow.
Yeah. No.
I mean, that's how I got, like, a bit of confidence to do some of the shit around here. Just because I just drive around, just try to fucking pop it off and... You know, don't die.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I've been sliding here and there, but nothing crazy. Nothing crazy. I'm still too scared to fucking do anything in the street, honestly. That shit's terrifying to me.
Well, you don't go out and wreck my traffic. Fucking car. Well, you're going to wreck it regardless, if even on track. You know, you could fuck it up on a track.
Yeah.
Man, just saying.
But it's a parking lot, though. It's a lot easier than a fucking street with curbs and shit, man.
I'm sorry.
Well,
Jigs.
Also,
I'm sorry,
also
Jigs, to bring this up, but Jigs wrecked his baby G in the parking lot.
Yeah, I know.
So
you brought it up. I know.
You could potentially wreck your shit in the parking lot as well, man.
But I won't. But I won't, though.
Shit, so. That's what Jigs said to you. I'm sure that's exactly what he said too. It's like all I gotta do is dodge cones, not light poles. And also, Dre's wrecked plenty of cars, and I believe two out of all of them have been wrecked in the parking lot at Home Depot or some shit like that. Actually, Dre's been taken out by two parking lots parking lights.
Yeah,
I think one of his Pontiacs and then his Lexus.
I don't know, man. So I think something about parking lots. Maybe I'm going to just do my first drift event not in a parking lot.
Just doing a street pussy.
Oh, man. There's not... I don't know. I'm just making excuses, honestly. There's plenty of fucking places to go. But, yeah, I'm just too scared to do it by myself, to be honest.
You just got to do it, man. Just go out there, do it on your own. Just check your tires, man. That's it. As long as your tires are good... Like, good air, fucking not, like, corded, nothing crazy. Just go out, hit a couple spots, get cozy with it, keep moving. I mean, two's a crowd. It's hard to be out. Well, I think about it. It's hard to be out there with two cars trying to do some shit.
Mm-hmm.
I always feel like it's just better to go on your own.
Yeah. I don't know. I feel like I need to look up some shit or, like, go with somebody that knows what the fuck they're doing. Because personally, I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. I'm just like skidding around corners looking like an idiot. Not actually doing like any actual technique like fucking weight shifting and all that shit.
I think you're getting too ahead of it, man. I think you just need to learn how to like clutch kick it and just...
Yeah, go. But I mean, that's all I do. But I want to do more than that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I want to like You know what I'm saying? Like, you see those videos of the dudes that, like, they fucking swing, bro. Like, yeah, they can just swing down a fucking street, like...
But like, those dudes been doing this shit for years, cuz.
Like, fucking conjoining down just, like, a regular street.
Yeah, but again, those guys been doing that shit for years, yeah, bro. Like, I'm sure they've like gone out plenty of times by themselves to go practice. Mm-hmm. Yeah, man.
I don't know. I just need to grow some balls.
Yeah. Yeah. Agreed. Nah, man. I'm excited for you, though. I hope you fucking do it and go through with it.
That'd be great. Yeah, I mean, I don't know, man. It depends because, again, if more of the homies go to track events, I'm going to do more track events. If more of the homies do drift events, I'm going to do more drift events. So it really depends what the homies are doing, to be honest.
Yeah. Well, I mean, even Mikey doesn't go out to many drift events anymore either.
Yeah. I think he's still trying to, but next year I think he said he was going to try to.
Yeah, I think he's trying to figure out a couple little things with his car right now. But, yeah. We'll see. I'm planning on taking the CRX out next year, so that'll be cool.
Should be good.
I just want to get my Beamer back, dude. I miss that fucking car. But, oh, shit.
Huh.
You're gonna get a phone call from my lawyer, by the way.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. From your fucking dog biting me.
Oh, yeah, for real.
Motherfucker drew blood, bro.
Bro, for real, man.
About to fuck that dog.
Bro, I couldn't believe that, man. That's a little tiny ass dog, dude. Fucked you up real good, too.
For real, man. I was about to, like, what was it, from Dodgeball? Nobody makes me bleed my own blood. Yeah, dude. Fucking Ben Stiller, right? I think it's Ben Stiller.
Yeah, bro. I told you, bro. Just stick up your foot, let her bite your shoe, and then she'll learn, you know? She'll learn sooner or later that biting shoes isn't fun, so.
Bro, that dog's going to be flat as fuck. Its face is going to be flat as hell by the time I'm done teaching it to not bite.
Yeah, she's pretty dumb.
Hella dumb, dude. Bro, that dog walks around with one sock on, dog. Stupid. Hella dumb.
Yeah, that shit's funny, so.
You should take a picture of her and put her on the Discord so people know what I mean by one sock.
I will.
One sock dumbass, dude.
We'll put a picture of this vicious beast up that wrecked your fucking leg, dude.
This thing took a chunk out of my leg, bro.
Almost fucking.
It was motherfucking Shark Week on Saturday or Sunday, bro.
Gio's head was almost detated from his head.
Detated?
Yeah.
Detated, dog.
Your kappa was detated.
My kappa. Now I feel like it's just too quiet, man. It's like too quiet in here, bro. So me and Mishka are trying out something different. We pulled out the rolling chairs out of the room and put in just normal chairs because we kept hearing the rolling chairs so much, the creak. And it was just fucking hilarious because just like right before we started, I was like, watch, we're going to start hitting the stupid like the adjuster on the mic and it's just going to be like making a bunch of noise.
Which is what you just fucking heard.
Right? Yeah, so.
Bitch and service tired. Bitch and service
tired. So what's up, man? Enough about my week. How was your week?
Oh, my week has been fucking magnificent.
Yeah?
Working on a few things. I have been NFT flipping, which has been fun. Still working on the NFT project. Talking with a developer now for a smart contract. So, yeah, man.
What's the smart contract?
Doing a lot of work. Basically creating the NFTs on the blockchain. The way that I did VXLs was through OpenSea.
Okay.
So it's like a generic OpenSea contract, meaning on the blockchain, it's not like a custom, it doesn't say VXLs really.
Hmm.
It's not a VXLs contract.
Ah.
Whereas like all the legit ones are its own contract.
I see.
But that requires somebody who knows coding and Solidity, which is the smart contract language, and how to make smart contracts on Ethereum. So I'm talking with a developer to make that instead of that way. I don't have to upload these to OpenSea manually, which I'm only up to like 300 and it's taken me forever. I'll just have it on the website and then people will just connect their wallet to my website, mint it on the actual blockchain, and then they'll have their NFT and they can go and sell it on OpenSea or whatever. But yeah, I'm talking with them to do that. So it's fucking dope. Man. Yeah, man. I mean, I'm excited about that. And he's local too. He's a Chicago person, so.
Oh, word?
Yeah.
Damn, that's what's up.
Yeah. Yep, so that's fucking cool, man. Hopefully that shit goes good here soon. And yeah, man. My week has basically been really fucking chill. Been getting used to fucking chilling at home and working on things that I like working on, like art. Like I'm doing a lot more art too.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
Yeah, so it's been way more fun.
Are you a good drawer or a shitty drawer? Be honest. By like hand drawn, not no fucking CGI computer shit.
Okay, yeah. See, I was gonna say I'm a digital artist. If you're asking me to draw something, give me like a month. I'll draw one thing in like a month. Because that's the only way it's going to come out good. I can draw good, but it will take me like days to work on it. But I don't really draw.
No.
Physically, no. I do digital art. So it's a lot easier to make things perfect that way.
Fucking nerd. Dude, I used to draw a lot, man. And then I found titties and cars.
Ooh. You could have combined the two, gone the hentai route.
Like, shut up. Just right now, I could have had somebody call me senpai. I mean, it would have been dope.
Bro, you could have been like the world's number one hentai artist, bro.
By now, right?
Imagine that.
Dude, the most risque thing I ever drew as a kid, I drew Bulma and Chi-Chi from Dragon Ball Z, bro.
I don't know either of those.
Man.
I know, I'm the worst. I'm the worst. Who are they?
Where are my DBZ fans bro?
If I saw their pictures, I'm sure I would recognize them. Hold on. I know it's a weird looking dude. One of them is, right?
No, they're both females, bro.
Are they all just like, they're both humans?
Yeah, they're both humans.
Oh, damn. I was thinking of like some weird looking.
Probably thinking of like the androids.
Probably, yeah.
Android 16 could have got this dick too, by the way. I think that's the female one.
Okay. All right.
Hey, man, if I was living in an anime world.
We know what geo search is at night.
Yeah, man. No, I don't search that shit.
Hey, man, that you ain't got to be ashamed, bro. It's cool.
I'll tell you what I search, but it ain't that, bro. I got no shame in what I fucking search, bro, but it ain't that. Nah, but I used to draw a lot, too, bro.
Yeah, I know you did, man.
And then, like I said, I just found other entertaining things, and then it takes me a hot minute to get back into like wanting to draw, and I have these little spurts where I want to, but then I just don't do it.
Dude, it's felt really good getting back into it.
Yeah,
because I didn't for a while, man. Just focus on other things, you know.
Mm-hmm.
For like a few years, but no, man, it feels great.
Yeah. I feel like I need to, like, dust off and just, like, practice for a while before I actually put anything out cool. Yeah. But I got big into the graffiti, so I was just doing a bunch of that stuff at one point. And just drawing, like, a bunch of, like, cartoon characters and shit. That was about it.
That's dope. I've seen some people, this one dude switched from physical graffiti because of legal issues to digital graffiti. So he just like, he would go out and take like pictures with like a great camera of these buildings.
And then
he fucking do it in like Illustrator and like graffiti them.
Sick.
And like they actually come out looking really fucking sick.
That's sick.
But he doesn't do it because he's like on house arrest and, you know, doesn't do it physically because he can't.
Dude, getting fucking caught doing graffiti now, it sucks, dude.
Yeah, man.
It's like huge charges. Like, you would think, like, I don't know. Like, the charges they hit you with is just ridiculous fines.
Oh, yeah.
And now you actually serve, like, time over some shit, dude. So if you hit a school, like, they hit you for, like, you serve time and you got a big fine. It's like, fuck, man.
Yeah, that's fucked.
It's like, it took the fun out of it.
Well, yeah, maybe don't be tagging schools, but, like...
It's, but yeah. Art, bro.
It's art, bro. It's educational, dog.
Trying to help these little kids have some creative fucking...
For real, bro. These fucking Manila fucking tan walls and shit.
Now all they're doing is TikToking around the fucking recess spot or whatever next to the dumpsters, bro. They ain't on shit no more. Dude, kids these days are a bunch of pussies, bro. You know, I'd drive by the school to pick up my little brother, and, you know, no one's slapboxing outside no more. You know, nothing, dude. Everyone's just, like, sitting there on their fucking phones. And it's just like, man, you guys are lame.
That's funny, man.
Fucking punks, dude.
Yeah, back in my day, I was terrified being outside of school. No, I'm just kidding. Right? Not my school. I was scared of being outside of, like, Elgin High and shit. Fuck that.
Well, the neighborhood around your old school is quite terrifying, to be honest.
Yeah, fuck that.
I think the school itself was like a safe haven.
Yeah.
But anything outside the sidewalk of your school was a little terrifying.
Yeah. The walk to the car was a little bit crackheady at times.
Crackheady at times. You ever do anything crazy in middle school or high school? Like, start, like, a food fight or anything? Or, like, start fights or just, like, do stupid shit?
We did have a crazy food fight one time. That was fun. It wasn't necessarily me, but it was, like, all of our friends. We all started it. We had this one time in music class, we had there was a fuck ton of chairs, like those foldable metal chairs stacked up in like huge rows.
Oh, shit.
And we all just started pushing each other into the chairs so they all fucking fell over. Like everywhere. Like stupid shit like that. We used to have fucking Fight Club in the bathroom after school, like every other fucking eighth grader.
Yeah, I was gonna say, I feel like every eighth grader had Fight Club.
Bro, we did some stupid shit. In eighth grade and seventh grade, we had that whole fucking, I don't know what was the obsession, bro, with hitting each other in the balls or like fucking flipping each other's D's. That's what we used to call it. Flip the D. Just flipping each other's titties, bro. Just like hard as fuck. Or like fucking cuffing people. You ever do that?
Cuffing?
Where you get them like with your pointer finger and you cuff their chin all the way back and you like lock them backwards.
What? No. Yes. What the fuck was that?
Yeah, bro. We used to fuck with each other. Oh, we used to do basically just Charlie horses, but like hardcore. Like, we used to take our knees and just knee the fuck out of our thighs, dude. And like your whole leg would go limp.
Dude.
Like you're paralyzed so bad, dude. That shit was terrible.
My friend Raul did that to me.
Oh, I fucking hated that shit.
I was legit dead ass. I was talking to his girl and he fucking runs up on me, bro. Fucking like flies. Everyone said he took like a fucking like, it looked like Jordan at the free throw, bro. But like instead of his leg out, it was his knee. And dude, he hit me so hard, I fell.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, dude.
Bro, one time.
Those suck, man.
One time, I forgot who it was, but it was me and my buddy Victor got this one kid. I'm trying to think if it was Richard. Might have been Richard, might have been somebody else. But they were just standing, and we planned it out to get them at the same time on both legs.
Damn!
Bro, we got him, and he immediately fell to the ground. That's so mean now that I think about it. But, like, back in the day, it was just, like, it was free-for-all, bro.
Dude, you just didn't give a fuck, man.
It was crazy, man.
Yeah. It was pretty much, like, hurt your friends as much as you can without having to send them to the like nurse's office, pretty much is what it was. So I remember like neck respects where you just run up behind somebody and just smack the shit out of their neck. Bro, that shit sucked. Because like you'd be like in your locker, you'd be down, like trying to grab something from the bottom of your locker, and someone just comes down, just fucking
smacks the fuck out of you.
Yeah.
Fucking titty twisters, bro. We did those.
Titty twisters sucked. Bro, I those hate people shitty. Fucking grab my tits, dude. Fucking hate it. Not into it at all. Drake keeps fucking rubbing my nipple every time he sees me. It's like, bro.
Bro, he does it to me too, man. He's got a thing with the nips, man.
I think he does, man. I think he does.
I'm fucking dying, dude. Oh, my God. Oh, bro, for science, I gotta tell you about my science experiment.
Oh, shit. What happened?
Okay. So this was like a month ago, month and a half, maybe. I don't know. Anyways, I was stretching, right? I was just like tired. I was like stressed out, like in my computer chair, like start stretching.
Oh, I stretch too when I'm stressed out in my computer chair too, dog. I don't know exactly what you mean. Page four or seven.
Hold on.
Because if you go past seven, you're desperate.
No, okay, all right.
I never stretch at page one, bro. Never. That's too fucking desperate. That's too damn quick.
Anyways, I was not doing that kind of stretching, but I was.
Damn.
I was like, I don't know what I was doing, but I was like stretching my arms out and like leaning back, and like I tilt my head back and I'm like, for some reason I get like relaxed and like I can feel like my, like the blood pumping like on my neck veins.
Oh shit!
I can like feel it because I like got back from the gym that day, whatever. And I feel it, and I'm like start feeling it with my fingers, and I'm like, bro, my veins are right here. Like, could you imagine if I just fucking like knocked myself out by just like holding on to these two veins? And I was like, that's not gonna work. So
for science,
I press on that for like not even 10 seconds, dog. Like, not even 15 seconds. Like, 15 tops, max. Bro, my shit went black.
Oh, wait, what?
Dog, my vision went fucking black. And then, like, I, like, right before I was, like, completely black, I, like, stopped. And I, like, moved my hands around to, like, get, like, blood flow and shit. And, like, I was, like, trying to, like, come back. You know what I'm saying? I was, like, all right. I came back. All right. Oh, fuck. I was, like, I can't believe I just did that. And I was, like, this... There's no way I just did that. I was like, all right, for science, I got to do it one more time just to see, just to make sure that I actually did that.
Like right now, it's plausible.
Yeah.
But I got to definitely make sure this is legit.
Could have just been an accident. I don't know. I got to make sure I can actually do this. So I did it again. And bro.
Old Mythbuster ass.
I can make myself black out. That's crazy. That's crazy, dude.
So, and to sum it up, you were in your room choking yourself while stretching. Sounds about right. Sounds about right.
No, not like that.
Sounds no, about right.
No, it wasn't that kind of stretching, I promise, bro. Or that kind of choking. It was. I mean, not choking. Was it choking? Was that considered choking?
If you blacked out off of it, I mean.
Bro, but that shit's crazy, man. I didn't think that was, like, for real, like. You know, you see on TV, like, you got the sleeper hold, and all of a sudden, boom, asleep in 15 seconds. I'm like, bro, that's so fake, dude. Get
dude,
out.
Shiz-
no, you, dude.
I've told you, fucking some, no one's gonna know. His name's Vince.
Yeah.
He fucking choked me out in the bathroom in high school.
Edgar I think you've talked about this.
I fucking slammed my head on the floor and shit.
Yeah, I think you've talked about this. Oh, my God.
So, and dude, that happened quick. At first, he just kind of, like, he positioned himself. He's like, you good? I'm like... I guess. I don't know. And he just, like, squeezes and, like, I shit you not, it was, like, 5 seconds out.
Yeah, dude, that shit was crazy. Crazy.
But you felt refreshed as shit. Well, I mean, you didn't totally go out.
No, I didn't totally go out. That, yeah. I wouldn't do it on purpose, but I just didn't think it was, like, real like that. Like, that shit sounds like some Chuck Norris shit, you know what I'm saying? Like, only Chuck Norris and, like, maybe... Maybe, no, definitely Jean-Claude Van Damme, too. Those two guys could definitely do it.
Dude, he would fucking kick
Maybe
you.
Jackie Chan. He's kind of a badass too, though. He does all his own stunts.
He does.
But still, maybe.
Out of those three, who do you think would win a fight? Like a legitimate fight, not no Hollywood fight.
Jean-Claude Van Damme.
You think Jean-Claude would beat the shit out of
him? He died, right?
No, I think he's still around.
Oh, is he really?
I think he's just old as shit.
Oh, man, I'm horrible for thinking he died.
No, I think he's still around. That guy was crazy, too. He was badass fucking... Bloodsport? That was a badass fucking movie. Was it Bloodsport? I think it was Bloodsport.
Oh, yeah, he's still alive.
Yeah. I feel like Jackie Chan would fuck both of them up, though, to be honest.
I mean, he's a beast, dude.
I feel like Jackie Chan would fuck both of them up. Like, one-on-one fight, not, like, all three on each other.
Yeah.
One-on-one, I think Jackie Chan would get him. Yeah, I think I'd want Jackie Chan on my team. What about Jet Li?
Bro, honestly, I don't... Who's...
Fuck, man, I can't...
I keep confusing Jet Li with Bruce Lee.
Bruce Lee's been dead.
Yeah, I was going to say, I would choose Bruce Lee.
Yeah.
I'm not really sure who Jet Li is, to be honest.
I feel Jet Li... What was it? He was like, Romeo Must Die. What was the other
Okay, movie? I think I know who he is.
He did that movie with DMX.
But why is he like so...
He's a fucking badass too. He's a kung fu artist. Okay. Or I don't know exactly which he's martial art Asian guy. Artist he is, but yeah.
Oh, he's like an actual martial artist. Yeah. Okay, that's cool.
Man, you think Bruce Lee would be any good to this day?
Yeah, for sure.
You think so?
Oh, fuck yeah, dude.
I don't know. I got mad respect for the guy. He's a badass. But I think he'd get his ass whooped.
No, dude.
He was big time Hollywood, bro. He really was.
He might have been... yeah, he might have gotten into drugs.
I don't think he would have gotten into drugs. I think it was just big time Hollywood. I think, like, the fame got to his head. Because I want to say he was, like, one of the biggest, like... What was he? Was he Chinese? Chinese, like, superstars, you know?
Yeah, from Hong Kong.
Yeah, so I think just the Hollywoodness just got to his head and just got overly hyped. Like, not taking away that he's a fucking total badass. Because, like, that's one of my, like, favorite of all times. Like, all of his movies are, like, my favorite movies. But I think he would have gotten his ass handed to him. For sure.
Man, you talking a lot of shit, bro.
I don't know, man. I'm just mad that Chuck Norris.
That's Bruce Lee, dog.
I'm just mad that Chuck Norris lost that fight against him in that one movie.
Of course he did. It's Bruce Lee.
But it's Chuck Norris, bro.
Bro, but Chuck Norris can't be like water, dog.
We talk about Texas Walker Ranger, homie.
True. True.
You don't mess with Texas, dog.
That's very true. I can't argue that point.
That's what I'm saying.
But he still can't be like water. Yeah. And water, dude, can be very destructive in a hurricane, so better fucking recognize.
Yeah, well, Chuck Norris could be very destructive
in any situation. Here's what I think. We should probably, just a friendly reminder, chicken eggs are still just chicken periods. That's it. Thank you for coming to my TED Talk. I think we should briefly touch on the rise and fall of the Roman Empire while we're on topic.
Yeah.
While we're on the topic of revolutionary societal changes.
These are some of our topics that some of our beloved subscribers, followers, lovers, and friends.
Emphasis on the loved.
Have decided for us to bring up. So, rise and fall. Let's go, because I have no fucking clue.
Right. Yeah, honestly, it started with Julius Caesar. He was short as fuck.
Was he?
Yeah. And you can't have a leader that's short as fuck.
Everybody was short as fuck back then, though.
Nah, but Julius Caesar was, like, extra short.
How short?
I don't know, but dude got stabbed in the back by, like, 18 people, bro. How could you be a big guy and do that?
I mean, I guess 18 people is a lot of
fucking people. Yeah, I was going to say, that, it'd make more sense to be bigger than in that case. I don't know.
I mean, if you were that small, I think maybe one or two people would do it.
Damn. I'm sorry, not your local FBI.
We did not prep for this.
We did not prep honest. For the rise and fall of the Roman Empire, but we did prep for something else. Big Ragu mentioned big old dicks. No, we didn't prep for that. We didn't prep for that either. But we did pick something that we thought was something that we could expand on this beautiful Tuesday evening. And that's stereotypes, car stereotypes, and their owners, right? That's what we picked?
Yeah, that one.
Yeah, okay.
And then we got another one, too.
All right, we'll go one and one. I got mine off, like, online. I got mine off the interwebs, and Gio just got his off of his beautiful brain, so.
Yeah, I deal with a lot of these type of people, so.
Yeah, yeah.
On the daily. So go ahead, you first.
All right, first. FRS and BRZ's owners, favorite two words or group by?
Group by? That's good.
They should lump Civic owners in there too, bro, they because every other fucking thing is a group by on the forums. So.
Oh, yeah. BMW owners too, man.
I would for agree real. With that. I would definitely agree with that.
All right. Pumpkin spice latte, Uggs, describes every like basic white bitch in a Jeep.
Mm.
Every fucking Jeep owner loves pumpkin spice latte. Fight me.
Yeah. I did. Bro, I was going to say, I actually know a guy that owns a Jeep, but he also loves pumpkin spice lattes. So, I mean.
Either he loves pumpkin spice lattes or they own Uggs.
He is about to PSL. So. Yeah.
Yep.
That makes sense. This next one goes out to Mikey. I don't even know why. Because he doesn't own one, but still. Duramax owners will use their Allison transmissions to end every argument. But it ends the argument, though. Does it not? Does it not? It's got an Allison trans, bro. Fuck with me.
That's like the equivalent of, like, that fucking meme. He's just like, what the hell? That fucking meme.
What was that, bro?
That fucking meme. Of like the kids like, oh yeah, you got a PlayStation 5? My dad has a GTR. You know, like where the two kids are like battle rapping each other at like a car show or car meet. It's like the equivalent of that. Alright. Dodge Challengers. They come with a special edition 392 credit score badge.
Oh dude. Bro, that's bogus.
Everyone has one, dude. Yeah, dude. Like, how the fuck? They must be handing these things out, bro.
Bro, when I worked as an underwriter, it was so common to see
Challengers and shit.
Challengers.
Chargers and all that.
Chargers.
It's such a common car.
For military people.
Oh, military?
And have like zero credit, and they're buying like a $35,000 Challenger. Like, it is so common to see that, dude.
That's wild.
And they have no other credit, and all that they're going to do is just pay off that car and be deployed, and that's it. And it's like, why are you even buying this car, dude? Just fucking pocket it. You're not even going to use the car. Rent a car when you're home. Like,
oh, yeah, Uber.
Hope. They got Turo, man.
Yeah.
You can rent a badass car.
Or just go buy a fucking clapped out Civic. It's going to fucking rust away in the driveway anyways.
Yeah. But yeah, dude, that was something that I saw all the fucking time. And you know what's fucked up, man? They got the Military Lending Act, which says that if you're active duty military, you can't get charged more than 18% on a loan. So if you see, yeah, they did that because dealerships were like giving military people like 28% because they didn't know any better. They had no idea, and they were just going to take advantage. But it's kind of fucked up how they did that only for military, not anyone else. In my opinion, that's fucked up. Like, yes, protect the military, but also protect everybody. Like, not just the military.
I mean, I guess you could consider it their, like, military discount. Oh, this fucking sneaky bitch just ran up in this motherfucker, bro. Dude.
But yeah, I mean, I guess considered, like, a military benefit, I guess. But yeah, I mean, I still think anything over 18% is unnecessary. I understand, like, you have to cover risk, but I think that that's complete. That's more than a freaking credit card, dude.
Yeah.
That's fucked up, dude. That's like.
Damn.
On a car, dog.
And then it's like they limit it at 18. That's still high as hell, yeah. Dude. What the fuck?
Yeah. Which goes to show what they used to fucking charge before.
Yeah, but the banks wouldn't have money if it wasn't for people defaulting on their shit. So it's like, that's how the bank and all these loan spots make money, man. It's, they hope you go high, you aim high, and they hope you end up short, you know?
Yeah, they hope you pay most of the car off, and then they repo it, and then they sell it again for even more.
Yeah, exactly.
That's basically the best case scenario for a lender. For a shitty lender.
That sucks, dude.
Yep.
That's why, ladies and gentlemen, your credit score is very important.
Yes.
Very important.
Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. Take care of
that shit. Don't be co-signing for nobody.
Yep.
Don't be if that person needs a co-sign, they don't need that thing that they're looking for. Mm-mm. Don't do it.
All right. So we got the next.
Yeah, go ahead.
The next stereotype. Nissan GTR owners have to tell you that they could have bought a Porsche. And they will, quote, "It's the car for real drivers," according to any GTR owner who's probably not a dentist. That's fucking funny, dude.
That's funny.
I don't know many GTR owners.
I don't either.
I could. My rich self relates to that in the future. We're going to know GTR owners in the future, Gio.
Yeah, fuck the GTR. I'm going straight for the Porsche.
Oh, I didn't say we're going to own GTRs. Who the fuck wants that? Bro, that shit, I mean, they're cool. They're cool. But I feel like for the money, there's so many cooler routes that you could go. Anyways, move on. We're not talking about that.
Dodge Neons.
Yes.
Kyles, enough said. SRT, I mean, or not. Kyles, enough said.
Fox Racing.
Yes.
Okay.
Fox Racing, couple monster stickers on the back window.
Oh,
they
man.
Got the Ken Block monster head on, too. You know what I'm talking about? Probably a pair of Etnies on. You know, they're probably still wearing their Etnies. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Check out my Viper seats.
Maybe even ICP on CD.
An ICP CD. Some crushed Faygos in the bag.
Hey, man, nah, bro, those are monsters.
Those are monsters.
Those are monster speeds, bro.
Those are neons.
The hatch isn't for you for the extra room. It's for all the Faygo back there, bro. Alright. What's next? What you got?
Next up, Audi owners can't stop talking about Quattro or Bitcoin. Oh, man, that's so fucking on brand for Ivan, dude.
It is.
When he had his Audi.
Ivan wasn't about Quattro, though. Ivan was about LED headlights.
Oh, yeah, that's right. The LED headlights.
Yeah, LED headlights. Dude, bro, at the time, you could have sold, probably to this day, you want to sell anything to Ivan? You want to sell anything to Ivan? Shove an LED in it, and he'd buy it, dude.
Man, I mean,
you could be like
those lights, man, bro. They're just so attractive.
You could give him like the world's ugliest pair of shoes, like Yeezy Season 47. You shove an LED in it. Ivan's like, I want it. I need to have it. Whatever the cost.
Why don't they make
ETH?
Those?
I got you.
Why don't they make light up sneakers anymore, dude?
I think they still do, but Ivan bought them all out.
Like adult size. I meant adult size, not not children size. That'd be sick though, man. I would love some fucking light up sneakers. I don't give a fuck.
All Volkswagen GTI guys, this is for the guys, have boyfriends.
Damn, man, tragic. Type F in chat.
Just saying, bro.
That's funny.
Just saying, bro. Just out there cruising, getting ice cream in their plaid seats, dog.
I kind of like the plaid seats, though. They look kind of cool. They are, I mean, you know, the same brand also makes a car that comes with a flower holder. But...
Yeah, no, we ain't going there, man. That's what I'm saying, dude. A little sus.
All right, next up. Salvage titles don't scare FDRX7 owners one bit. I believe it. I still don't give a fuck, Joe. I'm buying an FD, dude. I don't care if I can't fit. I'll lose weight, bro. I will fucking get plastic surgery to get my hips shaved down if it means that I will fit in an FDRX7, bro.
Bro, you should swap hips with Kim Kardashian. You'd be smaller.
She wishes, dog.
She would.
She fucking wishes, bro. Dog.
She'd be like, what? You talk?
She's been.
Doctor, she's been hitting me up. Lighter?
She's been hitting me up for the fucking transplant, dog. She fucking wishes.
She's like, what, doctor? You tell me that there's whiter? He's like, yes, it's located in Elgin, Connecticut.
We call it the Alpha and the Omega.
The Alpha and Omega.
Oh, my goodness, man. All
right. Old people on Mustangs are just dudes that won't let go of their high school years.
Yeah, I mean...
And they all own pit bulls, too, by the way.
Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah, they all own some sort of dog.
Ooh, wait, you said what car?
Old dudes and Mustangs.
Is it old Mustangs?
No, like newer Mustangs, but old dudes in them.
Yeah, okay, yeah, that makes more sense.
They all got, like, dogs. They all think their whatever dog they have is a pit bull. Oh, and they all act like you could step to them, you'd get fucked up. It's like, bruh...
You know what I've seen that I don't like is newer Mustangs with those ugly older wheels, like those classic five-spoke boomer wheels, you know?
Yeah.
Like, it's like an older boomer that got a new Mustang, and they're like, I'm going to make it my era.
Yeah.
And it's fucking gross. Like, why?
Nah. Why would you do those that? Older five-spoke wheels, I get it. They're classic. But again,
I'm like a 70s car.
You could leave them. Not even. Hey, fuck. I'm so sick and tired of them.
I like them on the period correct cars.
But I'm so sick and tired of them, bro. They're so ugly. They're so played out, man. Like, I don't know. I can't stand them. You go to a fucking classic car meet and like 87% of the cars there have.
Do you have a favorite wheel for like older cars, like classic cars?
I like the mesh style wheels, like older BBSs, like. That kind of style wheel. I don't know. I think that wheel's like, it's a wheel that's hard to make anything look bad. I mean, I feel like a lot of cars.
Muscle car?
If you size them right. But I don't know. Either that or like something thin spoked would look good too. But I don't know. I always feel like it just depends on the car and the style.
Yeah.
Like those Chip Foose wheels, trash. I hate to say it, but trash.
Yeah.
They're so ugly, dude. It looks like something West Coast Customs designed.
I want to throw the Advan Classics on everything.
Yeah.
And all the old cars. Like an old like Corvette Stingray on those, I think would look so raw.
Ooh, like, bruh. Porsche Turbo Twist on everything.
Yes.
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 Yes. You know who makes actually nice looking wheels that are kind of like classy in a way?
Who?
Rotiforms. They got some actual real nice wheels that like I feel really? Like a lot of the older stuff could pull off. It's an older style car,
yeah.
But like the wheel brings it to like kind of like a little bit of a modernish design of like an old design. I don't know. I think a lot of the newer older stuff could pull off rotiforms.
Bro, rotiforms look dope.
They do, man. I found a perfect set that I think we're going to put on the 88 when we do get going on the 88. They're going to be dope, dude. Excuse me.
Bro. Still, to this day, I want a 7.3 liter power stroke. I don't care.
7.3 power stroke.
Yeah.
Those are good engines, man. It's a good diesel.
So this one is dumb. Nissan S chassis drivers are always cold. What's with the sweaters? Everybody in S chassis cars are always wearing sweaters. What? 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 They're always cold, skinny guys. God, dude. Who made this list?
Yeah, to be honest, I don't think I've ever seen a fat dude in a 240.
I mean, that's kind of true.
Or an S chassis. All right. Lifted F-150 drivers. They got a back pocket full of chew, owns a dog, a couple affliction shirts, and married to first or second cousin, depending on how far south they are.
Damn. What's the line?
Southern Illinois.
Oh, shit.
Dude, I don't get it, man. You ain't country if you live in Illinois, bro. I don't give a shit how much corn's around you, bro. You ain't country, homie.
I don't know, man. Illinois goes pretty far south.
But, bro, we're so up north in Illinois, the fuck?
We are. We're basically fucking Canada.
We're basically fucking Canada. Bro, for real, man. We're so far up north, Illinois. How the fuck are we country in any way, shape, or form?
Oh, we're also pretty far west, bro. Have you seen what's between here and LA? It's like corn and like corn. That's like it. That's all we got. Bro, Southern Illinois is in fucking Kentucky. That's crazy. We're neighbors with Kentucky down there. At the very tip,
like,
bro.
Like right at the tip, right?
Yeah, like right at the very, very, very tip. I tried looking at your eyes very weirdly, but
that's just a normal look, bro.
Yeah, I was gonna say it looked too normal.
So I'm all out of stereotypes, to be honest. I could probably make some up on the fly.
Well, WRX owners all vape. It's kind of true. Think so.
Yeah, anybody with a bowl cut nowadays is a troqueando cut.
Troqueando cut.
Yeah.
Or what do you call it? Oh, we didn't get the independent CNAs that drive Altimas.
Yeah, that too.
What else we got? PT Cruiser owners that wear hot rod t-shirts. Hot rod button up fucking short sleeve shirts. The collar, flames on each side. C5 Corvette owners all dressed like Mikey.
Like who?
Like Mikey.
Oh, I was just like, what the fuck did you just say?
Cummins owners are all huge fans of themselves. That makes sense. Bro, Cummins owners are like the main ones that do fucking smoke shows. Like with the, you know, roll call.
They call, yeah.
Just like, bro, like, stop. Why? Think about yourself. Your actions. They affect others. I'm not talking about the environment. I'm just saying you look like an asshole.
Mm-hmm.
And it stinks. Thanks, Stacy McFuckface.
What the fuck?
Yeah, I don't know. I just had a stroke, bro.
Apparently. Apparently. I'm surprised you were able to do it without choking yourself, honestly. Holy shit.
Oh, my goodness, man.
Yeah, we're going to have to come up with some better stereotypes, too.
Yeah, we are.
Some more.
Honestly.
Yeah, I feel like there's more, but I don't know. All I know is that anybody that's looking for a grilling is some short, fucking curly-haired, weird-looking motherfucker.
Bro,
I love you, Charlie.
All the fucking stereotypes are where we fall under them, so we're not talking about
them. Yeah, we do. Yeah, you know, the BMW shit.
The BMW.
The Honda. Like,
expired tags on the BMW, fucking no turn signals.
The expired tags on the Lexus. With the turn signals, though, I ain't that big of an asshole. But my Beamer's definitely expired tags, no turn signals. Yeah. And then, yeah, my Honda and your Honda.
Yeah.
I took the back seats out because it makes it lighter, bro.
Same. Only I put them back because I put them back, but I didn't install them back just because I needed to store them somewhere.
You just threw them back.
Yeah, so they're not even in. So I have all the weight of seats back there, but no utility of seats back
just
there.
Just not evenly dispersed.
Yeah, so, yeah. You know.
It's weight balance. Sometimes yeah, you need bro. It, man.
It was very calculated the way that I did that.
Yeah.
So.
Now the homie Danny.
Yes.
His topic.
We need to actually make a list for that. Because
you think so? Dude, we're such fat asses that I think we could just name off some shit.
All right. Best of the best. My all-time number one spot is Oven Grinder.
In Chicago?
Yep.
Okay. My spot would be Rucka Benny's.
In Chicago.
I fucking love Rucka Benny's in Chicago.
Yeah, they're fire.
Yeah. Oven Grinder's so good, though, man. We need to go back again.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah, I love Rucka Benny's. I mean, I've been to a couple spots out there, too. I just can't remember all the names of them. Yeah, you're right. We probably should have made a list.
Yeah. You're like, nah, bro, we're so fat. We can do this shit on the fly. Nah,
I'm going to just start. Nah, let me start heavy breathing. I'll probably start coming back to me. Hold on.
Another spot. Is that one Mexican spot that we went to with
El Barco?
No. Atotonilco. Is that what it's called?
Oh, Atotonilco. Yeah. That was a good spot too, man. Fire-ass tacos.
That place is good. El Barco's good too. Man.
I know.
Y'all been to McDonald's? No,
that rock and roll McDonald's.
That
rock and roll McDonald's. That $4 all day parking.
Rainforest Cafe, son.
I mean, I like just like quick, easy spots, to be honest. Are you a sit down guy or a takeout guy? Like, you just want to get in and get out real quick, or are you just down to like sit down, chill a little bit?
Depends. Depends who I'm with. Usually on the day to day, I just want to eat and be done with it. I don't
shit and get Bobby.
Yeah, shit and get.
Shit and get. Yeah, I love to sit down, man. Take your time, really enjoy it.
Yeah.
Fucking get like sauced up before the food gets there, and then like.
Bro,
then,
you go all out, son.
Dude, and then when you get to that point where the food finally shows up, you're already saucy. And like every bite you take just tastes so much better, and you can just slowly feel yourself getting sober again, because like that empty stomach's empty no more. Yeah, man, I love that shit.
Yeah, I think we have a problem, Gio.
I know you don't like to drink and eat at the same time. Well, no, like not drink no. Carbonated shit, right?
Yeah, even alcohol, dude. I don't really like. I like drinking and eating separately.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
What do you think it is?
I don't know. It just doesn't sit well with me when I fucking...
Like stomach aches and shit?
No, I just feel like bloated and gross. I just don't feel right. And it's like, when I drink, to be honest, I drink to get drunk. I don't drink to like... I just see it as calories if I'm not getting drunk, you know? So I try not to just like have like a beer or two. Like if I'm going to have beers, I want to have like five... Or six. You know,
instead of just having one or two and just chilling. Yeah.
Like instead of having like one or two a day, I'll have like five or six, you know, on a Saturday or something like that. I'd rather do that than have one or two a day.
Yeah.
But if I'm gonna drink, I wanna feel the drunk. But if I eat while I'm drinking, I don't ever feel the drunk. So I want to feel the drunk, and then I want to get better again, you know, like feel like sober again. Yeah. Bro, that's what I think drinking is, honestly. It's like me getting myself sick and then...
Trying to sober up.
And then trying to sober up again because I wanted to get the slight sober. Confidence boost of being slightly sick. Like, yeah, it's so weird. It's so weird. I way prefer smoking weed, 100%.
Nah.
Even though it makes me like less social, I just feel a lot better at smoking than drinking for sure.
Yeah, nah, I'm a drinker, man. I gotta drink. I don't gotta. Oops.
The way you said I don't know about this.
I just thought about it. I'm like, ooh, I should. Timestamp
that shit. No. But I mean, I get it, though. It's like, it's. Yeah. I mean, it's the same way with me. It's not like I have to smoke. I could stop smoking, but I just don't really have a reason not to. I just enjoy it. So why would I stop, you know? And it's zero calories. So, like, fuck it.
But it's not really zero calories, though, if you think about it.
No, it is.
No, it's not.
No, it is.
Because it leads to you fucking annihilating everything in your kitchen.
See, most people, yeah, but not me.
Are you sure about that?
Yeah. Yeah.
Are you sure about that?
Yeah.
You sure about that?
Yeah. Joe, I'm telling you, bro, I traumatized myself, dog. Bro, getting drunk
gives me... From the first time you said, right? The first time you ever got high?
Yeah, dude. Drinking actually gives me more munchies than smoking does.
Does it?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Because then I drink, and then I always want to drink, or I always want to eat a lot so that I get, like, so I know that my stomach's good or whatever. So I don't get, like, queasy later, you know? But yeah, man, smoking, the first time I ever got high, dude, I traumatized myself by eating way too fucking much, dude.
I think we've all done that once or twice, honestly.
But since then, dude, I'm telling you, man, like, it literally takes away my appetite.
Yeah.
Like, if I drink and smoke if I drink and smoke coffee, no, if I drink coffee and smoke weed, my appetite is, like, gone for, like, a good 30 minutes to an hour, just, like, completely gone.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah, nah. Usually when I do drink, I do end up being hungry after. Like, it's definitely burrito time.
Yeah, it's an issue.
Issue for sure. But smoking gets me fucking, like, smoking makes me fucking get the munchies, dude, and I just want to fucking snack the whole time, you know?
Yeah.
And I feel like snacking is worse for me than just drinking.
We're like trying to fucking murder this fly in the fucking room right now.
Dude, for real. This
okay, we should call it, bro.
This fly keeps running up on us, throwing fucking gang signs in our face and shit,
bro. This motherfucker, bro. All right. Yeah, we're going to call this shit because we're about to beat the fuck out of this fly.
I'm about to shut the door on this little hoe. For real. Don't you leave on me.
All right, we appreciate y'all for listening to this bullshit, letting us fucking bull in your ear for a fucking hour. Join the Discord if you haven't already. We are posting right now the next things that we should talk about. So if you want to hear us talk about fucking a specific topic that you want to hear our horrible opinions on, let us know. And yeah, we love you guys.
Love you guys very much. Thank you guys for listening. Join the Discord. Later.
Peace.